Frank Maloney. I'm with my trusty co-host, Jim Hobgood. And yes, he is good looking. I know, it's coming, right?
Well, if you say so.
All right. A lot of the chicks out here, particularly your wife, Linda, for some reason. All right.
She was in the building. I thought, yes, she may still be back there.
She's in the house. You're listening to Who's Talking. We're coming live from Richmond BMW out here on West Broad Street. We've had a great first hour. We had none other than Jameel Sewell and Montel Fontel Mines, as well as Dr. Paul Karitsis. And now we're fortunate to have none other than the UVA Club of Richmond's Haider Sharifi. Did I pronounce it correctly?
That's correct. Good job.
I can't believe it. That was a tough one. He's here with the UVA Club of Richmond. He's going to give us a little rundown on some of the big events coming our way.
Absolutely.
In the Richmond area.
Yeah, thank you, Frank, Jim. We have a fantastic schedule of events this year for the club. We just had our big fall kickoff a few weeks ago at the T. Miller's down at the Marriott, where we had Coach Connor come down. It was a fantastic event. We've got a number of different events coming up. Community event related. We have social things, luncheons. We have coming up an open board meeting at the Westwood Club on October 13th. It's a great way to come out, see what we're doing, and how to get involved.
So that's a chance for area UVA alumni to find out how they can integrate and get involved with the club.
That's right. That's right.
Well, tell us a little bit more.
We have some good luncheon events at the Bull and Bear Club that really help us get plugged in to what's going on at the university. We just had a guy from the Honor Committee come down and tell us exactly what's going on at the university. Being so close, one might think, hey, you know, I don't need to come be involved because we're so close. But being so close, we get people directly from the university giving us the inside scoop.
And I think you said earlier there's still a special opportunity for another day or two if you join the club.
That's
you might
right.
get a little discount
Good,
on the membership.
That's
and
right.
And you can do that online, right?
You can. You can. RichmondWhos.org. Check it out. We have all the events listed there. And if you sign up before tomorrow, you get $5 off the UVA Club membership fee.
Also, we know that we've got the big game-watching party coming up on
October the 9th
at 3:30 over there at TGI Fridays in Short Pump.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a joint effort between Who's Talking and the UVA Club of Richmond, and we're going to have some great prizes, food and drink specials, and hopefully cheer on the Wahoos to a big win against those Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
Hey, Wahoo-wah.
All right. We've had a lot of fun talking to Haider here, and you're welcome to come back later, but thank you for your time.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Haider.
All right. We're getting ready for none other than Chris Horn, the Sabre recruiting expert. He will be with us momentarily. In the meantime, as we wait for technology to work for us, let's take a breath here and let's talk about our good friends at Fridays, TGI Fridays. We are very fortunate that Luke and our buddy Luke Malia over there at Fridays at
West Broad.
Well, yeah, West
Broad,
and West Broad.
The West Broad store right at West Broad and Glenside. But they helped us with appetizers. That's easy for me to say. Appetizers tonight, so we're grateful for that.
And I noticed the appetizers are gone.
They're moving.
So Piranha just attacked it over there.
They're moving. And as you said, October the 9th, we got the game-watching event at Friday's Short Pump for the Georgia Tech game, which now has been set for 3:30 p.m. On that Saturday afternoon.
That's going to be a lot of fun. So TGI Fridays in Short Pump. We'll probably gather at 3 o'clock, and there will be some great door prizes and so forth and food and drink specials, and we should have a lot of fun. At this time, I know we're still waiting for Chris to come online with us. We're looking forward to the Sabres, Chris Horn, to sort of give us some more insight into the UVA recruiting process and, you know, some of these athletes that we're tracking right now: Travis Hughes, Demetrius Nicholson, Trey Edmonds, Dominique Terrell, Curtis Grant, and some others. We know that locally, Thompson Brown at St. Christopher's has been playing like a beast, and they're having a great season. So far, they're undefeated, and it's kind of exciting to see a young man from my old school headed up to Charlottesville next year.
Now, if Fontel is coaching us at Hermitage, is there any compliance issues with him trying to urge certain people at Hermitage to come to Virginia?
I think he can say almost anything he wants
as long
as he's the employee of that school.
Yeah,
I'm sure, just like any other good coach, he's going to look out for the best interests of his athletes and try to give them good advice and help him find the best fit, right?
Yep, that's what a coach does, a mentor. And you know, coaches oftentimes almost become an additional father figure for a lot of these high school athletes. I know going back to my days, my high school coach was very critical in my development and was instrumental in my success as a high school athlete, which led me to the University of Virginia and an athletic scholarship. So it's a big thing.
You know, Hobbo, we have had such – oh, I think we've got Chris Horn on the line. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, it's a miracle. We got Chris Horn hooked up long distance. Chris, it's good that you could join us tonight.
Long distance from Chesterfield.
You know, it's by way of the studio back to us here at Richmond BMW. So for me, that's long distance.
That's technology, but it's worked very well tonight. Chris, glad to have you on again.
Thanks for having me as always, guys.
Chris, we've mentioned some names like Travis Hughes and Demetrius Nicholson and some of these guys. Why don't you fill our listeners in a little bit on what's happening now in the recruiting war, trying to find these last few athletes to fill out the UVA roster for 2011?
Right. Well, I think the month of October certainly will be an important one with so many home games for Virginia in terms of potentially filling out their class, which currently consists of 21 commitments in the class, and I do think there is room for about four or five more to take if they can do so. You mentioned Demetrius Nicholson, who will be making an official visit to UVA on the weekend of the Miami game, which seems to be shaping up to be a pretty big weekend. I believe DJ Hill, who's a linebacker out of Georgia, is scheduled or is thinking about making an official visit that weekend as well. So that's certainly an attractive game, and as is the Florida State game this weekend. Unfortunately, the noon start time may hurt in terms of some visitors making this weekend's game. But in terms of just the month of October, the games throughout that month, I think it's going to be pretty important. And, if they can get a guy like Demetrius Nicholson and a Travis Hughes, maybe a DJ Hill as well, to kind of round out that class, I think that would be an outstanding way to finish.
You know, Chris, my experience with noon starts is it's a tough time for students.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Depending on what happened on Friday night, you know, sometimes the students, you see that hill gradually fill up, although maybe Florida State will bring them out in time for kickoff. You mentioned official visit, and maybe our listeners understand the difference between an official and unofficial visit, and particularly for kids here in Richmond.
Right.
I guess they're close enough where they could make several unofficial visits, but explain the difference between the two.
Really, an unofficial visit, the player has to pay his own way, but as you just mentioned, as long as they pay their own way, they can come up, check out a game, really do whatever they want, whereas an official visit, the UVA would pay for that. The prospect comes in. If it's a local prospect, they probably will drive up themselves, but if it's an out-of-state, they will be flown in, and then they will have be provided. Them and some family members will be provided hospitality rooms, and they will be given a tour of the grounds and just obviously the facilities, get to know the coaches and things like that. So basically an official visit is paid for, whereas an unofficial visit is not paid for. And official visits can only be made during a prospect's senior year.
And in that situation, even if they were coming from Richmond, hypothetically, would they spend the night or spend the weekend?
Yes, yeah, they would typically arrive. Typically, it's two nights. There are some cases where it's just a one-night deal, but most cases say they arrive on Friday night, get to spend a little bit of time with the team, but of course, on a game weekend, the team certainly is a little secluded, kind of preparing for the game. And then Saturday, check out the game. Saturday night, hang out with the players, spend the night again. Of course, Saturday as well, check out the grounds, tour the facilities and the classrooms, and meet with a litany of different people, and then Sunday kind of meet with the coaches again and kind of wrap it all up.
Chris, let's get specific. A couple athletes that would round out this tremendous class that Coach London is pulling together here with the help of his great assistants. Dominique Terrell, wide receiver, cornerback, 5'10", 170, plays at Osborne Park. I notice he plays quarterback as well.
Right.
He's a big deal. Travis Hughes out of Kempsville, linebacker, running back, 6'1", 225. Tell us a little bit about how much these guys would mean to this class that they're building.
Well, it would frankly mean a lot. And Travis Hughes, I have him rated as the second best linebacker in the state behind Curtis Grant from Hermitage. So I think Travis would be, he brings that blend of speed and toughness and size. Certainly would be an outstanding addition. Right now, Virginia's really just trying to work their way in with him to get him on grounds for an official visit, which the last time I spoke with him, he was even considering maybe coming this weekend. He also mentioned the Miami weekend as well. Dominique Terrell is just a fantastic athlete. You mentioned out of Northern Virginia, a guy who plays quarterback but would be a receiver or cornerback on the next level. Virginia's trying to work their way back with him. Right now, West Virginia, Virginia Tech are kind of the top two teams with him. But Virginia, I think Darius Jennings, who's a phenomenal athlete out of Maryland, kind of in that same mold. He plays quarterback for Gilman School in Baltimore. He's a guy that Virginia, I think, does have maybe a better shot with if they can get him back on grounds. He's had a couple of good experiences already. So if they can get a guy like that, a dynamic player on offense, can play receiver, can be an outstanding punt returner, kick returner as well, that would be a tremendous way to finish the class.
Give us Demetrius Nicholson. Fill us in on exactly what his situation is and what he would bring to the table.
Certainly, he's one of my favorite players in the class. He's just a shutdown cornerback out of Bayside, where Virginia got a linebacker actually in last year's class in Henry Coley. Certainly him scheduling a visit to UVA for Miami is a good step. UNC was the leader basically throughout his process, but certainly with the NCAA investigation, that's hurt them with him a little bit. They're still up there, but that has certainly hurt them. Virginia Tech's in the mix. Clemson is in the mix as well, but there is an opportunity if Virginia can bring him in, impress him as well, and he obviously, if he's impressed by what he sees, Virginia can maybe take advantage and make themselves a player in that race.
We're talking with Chris Horn of the Saber. He's the recruiting analyst. Chris, tell us about Jay Whitmire, a huge offensive lineman up at T.C. Williams. Is he still out there?
He is, yes. He's another guy that is high on Virginia's wish list right now, especially filling out that offensive tackle class, the offensive line class, which they've done well so far. They have three commitments already, a fourth commitment. I think that would pretty much wrap it up in terms of offensive linemen in the class. And Jay out of T.C. Williams does pretty much everything. He plays football, basketball, lacrosse, which speaks to his athletic ability. And he's a guy that Virginia is very much on his list right now. Notre Dame's in there as well, and a few other schools. But I do think Virginia has a good shot with him, and certainly he'd be a guy that they would love to be able to add to the class.
Is there anybody out there that we have not touched on that you feel might be leaning towards Virginia that would make a big difference?
Well, I think I did mention him earlier, DJ Hill, who's a linebacker out of Covington, Georgia, Newton High School. He's a guy Virginia's been on for a while. He made a visit to UVA, an unofficial visit, in late summer and enjoyed it. He's also looking at Vanderbilt and Mississippi and a few other schools. But he's a guy that I know he's 6'1", 220 pounds, kind of would bring some speed to the linebacker position as well. And as I mentioned, a guy that Virginia seems to like a lot. I know Vincent Brown, who's the linebacker's coach, has been recruiting him basically throughout the spring and summer. So Virginia's really liked him for a while now. So if they can get him, and if he does visit later this month, I wouldn't be surprised to see him commit. And I think he would be a guy that he's kind of fits that mold what they're looking at linebacker.
Well, Chris, we're coming up on our next break. We want to thank you as always. You've always done a spectacular job for us. And we look forward maybe in a couple more weeks when things get really hot and bothered there in October to bringing you back and give us a little insight. We've been talking with Chris Horn of the Saber, and thank you so much.
Yeah, Chris,
thank you.
Yeah, we'll look forward to the next time. We will go to break, and I think we got Michael Tusky in position here to bring us up to date on some of the Olympic sports going on in the fall when we return. All right, welcome back. You're listening to Who's Talking? Jim Hobgood alongside Frank Maloney. But Michael Tusky, he's still down in the bullpen warming up. You know, he wasn't quite ready. So we're going to go to the play of the game, sponsored by our friends at LeClaire Ryan. And Frank, take it away.
Well, this is exciting. We've chosen the UVA football game this past Saturday against VMI for our play of the game, sponsored by LeClaire Ryan. After both teams traded some touchdowns in the first quarter, VMI made a fatal mistake. They kicked off to none other than number 44, Reynard Horn. Reynard Horn has been languishing on the depth chart, fighting for his moment in the sun, and sure enough, he caught the ball and collected it at the 13-yard line, headed upfield on the right hash mark, proceeded to blast through the first wave of defenders, made a sharp left turn and headed towards the east sideline, cutting it up the field 87 yards for a touchdown. The crowd was going bonkers, even though it was 100 degrees out there on the field. Certainly, Reinhard Horn's touchdown gave Virginia a lead in which they never relinquished and pulled away to win by a final score of 48-7. And Reinhard Horn should have earned more prizes because that was a spectacular play at the right time.
And I may be asking you a question you don't know the answer to, but I think I heard that was the first kickoff return for a touchdown by Virginia in several years, like 2004 or something like that?
It was at least 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Certainly a key play in the game. I mean, you know, not that VMI was really going to contend, but they got a little momentum from that touchdown, and instantly Virginia turned the game around, you know, so the tie game lasted about 15 seconds on the clock.
I think I heard somewhere on the PA system during the game that was the eighth longest touchdown return on a kickoff for UVA. And the way Reinhard Horn dove into the end zone, nobody in Scott Stadium was happier than Reinhard Horn.
No. Well, if you're a football player, that's got to be pretty special to take one back to the house on a kickoff like that, or a punt for that matter. But a special moment for that young man and a good moment for Cavalier fans and the football team.
Well, I'm hoping that that'll spark Reinhard Horn in upcoming games, because certainly the starting twin tandem of Keith Payne and our buddy, help me, I just drew a blank, Perry Jones. I think they need a back to push them a little bit, and I think Reinhard is the guy to do it. And the three of them should be able to give Virginia the type of weapons to burn Florida State this coming Saturday.
Well, you can never have enough running backs, because running backs tend to get tweaks every once in a while. It's the nature of the position. So it's good to have a little depth at that slot.
You know, while we're waiting for this, we've got a break here at the bottom of the hour coming up in just a couple minutes. We're going to tease the Chalk Talk series, which is sponsored by our good friends, thesaber.com. They've taken over the presenting sponsor role for the University of Virginia Alumni Association. And pre-game, they have a nice buffet there, and they've got some games for children out there on the lawn in front of Alumni Hall. And George Welsh used to do the Chalk Talk every week, and I guess George retired from that as well. And now our good friends Chris Wright and Mike Ingalls are now responsible. And I think they've done a great job of getting it organized and lining up good athletes. And this week, if you go up to Charlottesville early, you can stop by Alumni Hall about 90 minutes to 2 hours before kickoff, and you can meet former UVA starting offensive tackle Doug Karshewski, who was a tremendous player for George Welsh and went on to play some pro ball. And then the Goliath himself, and certainly one of the nicest guys to play at Virginia, University of Virginia offensive guard Elton Brown, keeper of he was maybe one of the best pulling guards Virginia has ever had, and he played for about 3 or 4 years out there in the Valley of the Sun there for the Arizona Cardinals.
And of course, the Chalk Talk is moderated by none other than Frank Maloney.
Me? Oh, that's
now,
right.
Now, I would come to the Chalk Talk, but the Tuskies would just be brokenhearted if I didn't show up at their tailgate and have a beverage.
Well,
I won't describe exactly what kind of beverage it is, but they are extraordinarily fine hosts, I must say.
They are, and maybe one of the best tailgates in all of Charlottesville before the home games.
And I can see Michael down in the bullpen. I started to see a little sweat going, so I think he's going to be ready after this next commercial break.
Well, we're getting ready to come up to our break, and Michael will then bring us up to speed on all the Olympic sports. And what's interesting tonight is we have a little bit more free time tonight, so we could get a little bit more involved than usual, and I'm looking forward to that because there's a lot of exciting things happening in Charlottesville this weekend, and some of the Virginia teams are really doing quite well, aren't they, Michael?
They are indeed, especially our men's and women's soccer teams. The women's soccer team is now 1-0 in the ACC. They beat the dreaded Hokies 3-0 Thursday night in Blacksburg. So hopefully they'll keep up the good work for the rest of the ACC season.
Well, we love that. And
3-0 in a soccer game, that's what you call lack of sportsmanship. That's running up the score.
That's a slaughter. They must have kept the starters in for the whole game. But, again, we're looking forward to a big game this Saturday, UVA versus Florida State, with a 12 noon kickoff at Scott Stadium.
Yeah, we'll break that down after the Olympic sports report for predictions and anything else that comes up in our final half hour. But let's go to break now. We'll be back with the Olympic sports report after these messages.